At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real port alive from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
I don't know. Vish, did you want to do like spreadsheet style, or are we just going to go off the rip and everybody keep their own record? We'll just keep it.
Yeah, right. Do you want to walk game by game?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, let's start with Florida.
Let's do it. DJ, we'll start with you up there, man. Go ahead, Negative Nancy.
Win.
Ah!
Oh, well, okay. What happens? Right.
It's not going to be a blowout, but it'll be a win.
All right, fair enough. I'll take it. What do you got, Blue? You got a win here against the
last Gators? Last-second field goal, Florida wins it 20-17.
Oh, God, Blue, you're killing me.
You're killing me, man. I don't get it.
Place to play, man. Tough place to play.
I don't care.
Yeah, but at some point.
You got to care.
Yeah, I mean, that does matter in college sports.
Yeah, at some point, talent's got to override that. And we're so much better than them talent-wise.
Should have been a noon game because of that. That's going to give those Yahoos 4 hours to drink.
I know.
And they won't even make it into the stadium. They're lightweights.
I'm going to go with a W, man. It's a there close game. I'm with DJ. I think it's a close game also. I think it's a close game throughout most of the game. And I think the fourth quarter, they kind of, you know, I don't want to say just run off with it, but, you know, it's kind of like a 30-21, 28.
Win by 10, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, like a 7, like a touchdown game, you know what I mean? Something like that. But I think it's a hard-fought game the whole way through. What do you got, Vish?
Well, I'm clearly picking Florida based on my previous statements. Yeah, of course.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Comfortable, workmanlike win. They suck.
All right. I like it.
I don't need to say anything else. They blow. It's not going to be a tough game.
Florida A&M, I think we can all go down the list here with a W, right?
Wait, we got to break this one down. Hold on. You don't have to actually do this, Blue. How many Florida A&M players can you name off the top of your head?
Starting quarterback Daniel Richardson from Miami.
Or Carroll City, whatever.
Yep.
This man, he knows everything.
I knew that was coming. Ed Reed right. head coach. Oh no, no, never mind.
That was a long week for him though. So
Miami's revenge to beat Florida from the 1970 Florida A&M from 1978.
Oh God, that's funny.
That'll be a game though that there's going to be a lot of orange and green in the stands.
Yeah, no, that's one of those de facto half home games.
Timeout. I really need to kind of throw this out there, Vish. This guy's name is awesome. 1 milligram of epinephrine.
Yeah.
That is one hell of a screen name. I love it. UF or woman or girl, guy or girl, I don't know. 1 milligram of epinephrine. UF is definitely the biggest game. UF is a laughing stock. If Miami loses to them, watch recruiting suffer as Mario's rep as a bad coach is. See, you know what? We'll talk about that a little bit because I do.
I'm about to go off on that bullshit, by the way. But anyway.
No.
I am so sick of that crap. That
OB it's realistic. Coach.
We'll see. All right, next.
He's won the Pac-12 and the Rose Bowl. Like, what are we talking about? His team finished fifth one year. He can't coach?
Yeah, no. I think he's fine, but we'll get into that. Ball State in week three.
Win.
They're not very good. DJ, you got a W here?
Yep, win.
Blue, you got a W here? I'm assuming you do as well, Fish.
Yes.
All right,
so do I, obviously. All right, what do we got? What's next?
Hold up, I'm doing a little – well, you can keep going, but I'm going to.
I can't see the schedule.
Ball State.
No, what's I'm pulling. No, it's USF next, but I am actually going to on the fly here. Let's see. Did that work?
USF trying us earlier this year. At least his coach was saying that they can beat Alabama, they can beat Miami when they come in to play them. So I'm going to that game. I'm going to go to Tampa to watch that game.
Nice.
I'll be there. And I'm going to watch Coach – what's it? Cohen? Is it Coach Cohen?
Golish.
I'm sorry. Golish. You're right.
Cohen, Golish, whatever. Russian, Jew, whatever it
is. To get his ass handed to him. I'm going to take Miami on that. Although I think USF is not bad. I think
it's Trap like, game one. Trap
they're,
game
they're
one.
They're a tough little yeah. team, but I think Miami is too much for them. So what do you got, DJ?
Win.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Blue?
Yep. USF, Miami will win.
Miami wins. All right. Vish, you got a dub.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Virginia Tech, the first actual trap game, I think. This is a really good team. It's a really good football team. They always – I mean, look, every time we play them, whether they're good, we're bad, they're bad, it doesn't matter. It's always a tough game. I feel like this is one of those teams that, you know, the matchups somehow, you know – you know, they match up really well with us for some weird reason, even when they're bad and vice versa. So, you know, again, though, I think
Friday night's funky.
You know, it's a Friday night game. It's a little wonky. I think Miami wins it at the end. I think this is a tough game where, you know, Borregales kicks a field goal and they win by, you know, maybe 3-6 points, something crazy like that. Cause I think Virginia Tech is pretty good. So I know I went and I gave you my already prediction, but DJ, what do you got?
Loss.
You got a loss here? Okay. Yep. Loss to VTech. Okay. All right.
It's not going to be easy. I'll just say that.
I'm with you. Blue, what do you got?
Win.
You got to win? Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, baby. I don't even have to say it, Vish. All right, Pimp Down. We're getting together for that one. I know you're down. I know you live up there. You're close to the USF area, so we'll get together. We'll hang out, man, for the game. Cal,
long trip.
Vish, I know you're headed to this game with
with Melissa. Melissa and I, and then Matt is out there, so we're gonna have a buckets reunion out there.
And then Max, right? Then Max.
Yeah, Max is going. Yeah, so but the week we're gonna have the buckets crew for the first time since the Final Four.
Sweet. Cal, not a very good team. I know they have a local kid.
Alberto Mendoza, the quarterback.
I mean, they're a borderline bowl team. They're not that bad.
Yeah, I don't know if they're as good this year. I know they lost a lot of guys from that team. Patrick McMorris is one of them who plays for the Dolphins. Pretty damn.
I'm just talking about where they're projected more towards the middle of the ACC, not the bottom. So
true.
And that's Blue said.
I expect they're an ACC.
Yeah, these are conference games, man. This is a conference game.
DJ, what do you got though? What do you got?
Win. Yeah.
Yeah. Blue, what do you got?
Win.
Dub? All right, I'll take a dub.
I'll say that game is much tougher than the Florida one.
Well, I think that going across the country is also tough for anybody.
Yeah.
Very, Yeah,
it's a tough trip. And again, they're better than people think, because I don't think really anyone watches West Coast football out here. And they're like, yeah, they're actually pretty good. They're not a bad
No more Pac-12 after dark now.
I know.
Louisville in week 8. Now, Louisville to me, I think could end up being a ranked team by this time.
Yep.
So I think you can see a ranked matchup of two top 20 programs, top 25 programs, however you want to see it there. Well coached, right? I think their offense poses a lot of issues for a lot of teams. They also have one of the best pass rushers in the country, in Gilot, I think is his name, Gilot, or whatever, starts with a G. Really good ball player. This is a good team. Obviously, they put it on us last year as well, and they bring back some of those guys. So I think this one is going to be tough. DJ, what do you got?
Loss.
You got a loss here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Blue, what do you got for this one?
Loss.
All right. I hate to make a 3 in a row, but I'm going to go with an L here. Louisville.
I was actually – this is the one I thought we would lose, and now I'm like – When are the four of us ever agreeing on anything?
I know, isn't that crazy?
You know what? You convinced me. Dub.
Wow.
I had that as a loss. In my head, I had that as a loss. That was like, I'm like, that's going to be the first L. But I cannot unanimous a loss. I will never.
Think about it. What happens when like the college football, right? They all give everybody L's. Half the time that team wins, right? You should have just gone with the L. That gives us an automatic W right there.
I cannot have on this show straight L's on any of these games. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
All right.
For the culture, man.
Biggest game of the season. Florida State. Top 25 matchup.
You said it was UF at the beginning of the show.
Even after the loss.
By then, it'll be the biggest game.
It turns into the biggest game now, right? You got still two top 25 programs, I think. FSU is reeling though, so this is going to be a tougher game because I don't think they're as good as advertised, but I still think
they are picked to win the ACC.
Yeah, but I think they're overrated. So honestly, this year I think they're a little bit overrated. They lost a ton of guys from last year's team, Keon Coleman being one of their best players.
Two big defensive linemen are on the Rams.
Jazz, I remember. You remember. I don't know that everyone else remembers.
alligator arms ass.
Too many inside jokes.
Wait a minute. When you guys got into a fight, I remember that.
We didn't get into a fight. Jazz and I disagreed, and then
we got clipped.
FSU Twitter yeah. Clipped him and just went in.
Come at me.
You know what Twitter. That man did against Miami? Nothing.
I want to get FSU famous again. Let's go. DJ, what do you got for this game?
Whew. Loss.
Loss? That's your three losses for the season. If you go one more, I'm kicking you off this show.
Well, I was looking at the schedule, and I think...
I produce a DJ. I'll still let you in.
Thanks, buddy.
Because I got to make fun of you when we go undefeated, so, you know.
I'll make sure these are clipped.
So I think they beat FSU.
I think so, too. I think they bounce back from the Louisville game. This is a different team. Miami bounces back and kicks their ass. Let's go. Boom. Yeah, Look at this guy. He's running the table. Duke.
I was going to pick the Louisville game, and I couldn't do it now. Now I'm like, I basically got out in front of my skis now, and I'm just going.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but, you got to pick one, right?
Look at what's left.
Yeah, Duke is another team that, you know.
I mean, the headline is not the team, it's the coach.
It's the Manny Bowl. It's the Manny Diaz Bowl. Shoot. If you lose to Manny Diaz, then.
Yeah, that would be it. You have to give up your Cuban citizenship if you do.
You got to fold the program.
Someone's giving up their Cuban citizenship. Who will it be?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You can't lose to that guy. You cannot lose to Manny Diaz. You know, he's going to have a decent team there, right? Obviously, they've got Malik.
So is everybody, but
Malik,
that's
– what's his name? Malik Murphy, right? Malik Brown.
Yeah, it was named the starter today.
Yeah, Malik Murphy, a good quarterback over there. They're probably running a pretty decent defense. They've got Coach Simpson, I think, is still out there.
Yeah, he's there.
Well, so they've got some decent coaches, but again, at the end of the day, you got to be able to beat Manny and this team. I think Miami does it, but DJ, what do you got?
Yeah, I have a win in this one. I think they should win comfortably, but we'll see. All right.
W there. Blue, you got a dub or a, no?
It's a Calle Ocho Fest over at the place. It's,
we got to make a shirt for this one. Calle Ocho Fest.
Well, as usual, congregating in Miami Gardens as they do. So.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Coral Gables, South Beach. South Beach. It's a South Beach game. Give me a W for Blue. I got a dub for sure.
I'm running out of real estate here. But
yeah, man.
That Louisville one hurt, but you guys all went L on it.
Oh boy, G Tech, Georgia Tech over in Atlanta. I'm planning on going to this game. I'm trying to plan to go to this game. So maybe Vish, I know Vish is going to a couple games this year, but he might want to take a ride with me to A-Town for this one. But it's against Georgia Tech. Again,
Take the knee bowl.
We'll be kneeling. We're going to beat the crap out of them and be kneeling.
They're going to kneel on first down.
Kneel in the third quarter.
We're going to be kneeling in the third quarter because we're going to be up by 42 points. Give me DJ, what do you got?
That's a win.
Yes, sir. I like it. Georgia Tech, decent little team. Haynes King over there, quarterback. Blue, what do you got?
A win.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Win.
I mean, at this point, it's done.
Wake Forest, terrible ACC team. Terrible ACC team. Lost their quarterback, lost their wideouts, lost a bunch of talent. Got not much. They look like they're going to be in the bottom of the barrel in the ACC this year. DJ, what do you got?
That's a win. A very easy win, I think, honestly. Like
Blue, what do you got for Wake Forest?
A win.
W, there we go. Give me a W.
All right. At Cuse on Thanksgiving weekend.
Syracuse, up in New York, up in
they're pretty good.
They are pretty good. Kyle McCord at quarterback. You've got a couple pretty good wideouts over there, some transfer linebackers, some transfer safeties and running backs. So I think they did a really good job in the transfer portal. Can't remember the coach's name, but I know he's a good one. Blue, what's Syracuse's head coach?
Oh, from Ball State. From Bowling Green.
Yeah. I know he's a good one.
I can't think of it. I'll think of it.
Yeah. Anyways, good coach, good program, good team over there. I think what's his name? Gats? Is Gatson still playing over there, or did he transfer?
Yeah, he hurt himself last year, so he's back.
All right. So,
It's Dino Babers.
Yeah, Dino Babers. That's it.
Dino Babers is still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. For some reason, I thought he got fired. Anyways.
I got a really good coach, but I didn't know he still works.
Well, that's why, because I thought it was a new guy. I could be wrong. That's around the Gadsden Bowl.
I mean, look, we did some minor show prep here to sequence things, but lest you all forget,
not me.
It was not real show prep. It was a little bit of organizational show prep. But did we bother to look up who the Syracuse coach was? Of course
not. It was more
DJ
like
DJ and I are the only ones that do show prep.
It was more like, at what time is Ethan coming on? That's my show prep. All right.
We did put the schedule in there. I know. I would have gone to that one too, probably, because I haven't been to the Carrier Dome yet. Maybe I'll go there for basketball though.
That would have been a nice one to go to for sure.
It's gonna be cold. We can go for hoops though.
Cold in November up in Syracuse? I think so.
Depends. Mm. By the way, we obviously play in Miami, going to San Francisco, going to upstate New York. It's a trip this year.
There's a lot of travel for Miami this year, yeah. DJ, what do you got for Syracuse?
I got a win, but it's going to be a close game.
Yep. Yeah. I'm with you, Blue. What do you got?
Ultimate trap game. They lose that.
They lose it? All right. There's your third L. All right. Give me it. Give me the dub.
Come on, Vish.
I think it's good. I cannot pick us to lose that game. Okay, so Louisville was the one I was going to pick.
Vish, are they losing the ACC championship game to FSU?
No, we're going to play Clemson and win.
Yeah, we're going to go undefeated, baby.
I mean, you actually, you also have us in the ACC championship game pretty much.
You if see, all we do is I was lose right. I was if right. All... Fran Brown. Fran Brown is the new Syracuse coach, the kid, the guy from Georgia. Boom.
Yeah.
You think, I'm not crazy. Thank you, CMD.
I literally Googled it and Dino Babers came up. Anyway.
Because he's a homer, Mel. That's why.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
It's because actually I did in my head. I had us 11. I had Jazz's picks here, but I can't replicate.
Yeah, sure you can.
No, we go. We go. I'm all confident. Right.
All right. So DJ, once again, DJ and Blue have 9-3. Miami going 9-3. I've got.
I mean, they had 7-5 last year, which is where we went.
It's an improvement. It's an improvement. I got them going 11-1. Vish has got him going.
Look, I don't feel great about this. I'm gonna be honest. But
oh my god! Look, whatever. We're gonna have to put on our names when we pop up here, we're gonna have to put our records. So I'm gonna put 11-1 Jazz from now on.
I'll put 9-3.
You gotta put 9-3. DJ Blue's gotta put 9-3, and this one's gotta go undefeated. Undefeated, Daddy. That's it. Undefeated. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. All right, now that we kind of finish this up before we get. Ethan on. If realistically, right? Let's be realistic here, and I'll start off with you, DJ, since you're at the top here. You did go 9-3.
Mm.
Is 9-3 a disappointing year for the Hurricanes this year?
Yes.
Realistically, you think so? Why do you think so?
Because you have a coach in his third season. Granted, you've had a change in offensive systems multiple times, but you also have a very talented quarterback in Cam Ward, probably one of the best quarterbacks in the transfer portal. You have a stout defensive line on that side of the ball in Reuben Bain. You have a ton of edge depth. You have all the pieces, you know, necessary to make a legitimate run at an ACC championship. Now, I'm not going to go out here and say they're going to win it and they're going to go undefeated, but this is the most complete team that Mario Cristobal has had. And, you know, to get – you know, even the 9-3 record, I believe, would be a disappointment. But, you know, there's just some times when this team loses games that they should win. And, you know, as much as I want them to go undefeated and go to the ACC championship, I don't see it this year.
Oh. So I'm going to counter some of that. So yeah. I don't disagree with anything DJ said, but we can't allow the historical imperative to ruin this season. We have the best quarterback in the ACC, as voted by ACC people. We have the best defensive line probably in the country. We're loaded at wide receiver. We're deep at running back. If not now, then when? Are we just going to do this every year and be like, well, it's never going to happen? I mean, I maybe that's your answer. So, I mean, that is an answer. To me, the fact that we've not been reaching our potential was probably a nice way of putting it for the last, I don't know, two decades, does not mean that, you know, that's not an impact on this season. We're kind of set up, and DJ, we talked about this when we were kind of looking at the defensive line preview. A lot of talent walking out that door after this year. We're set up to have a big year this year. I expect a downturn after this year. But I think this year we're set up for it. And I don't think, first of all, in terms of home games, if you have a better quarterback than the other team, you really shouldn't be losing home games. And you know, as much as we thought we were more talented than a lot of teams we've been losing, you know, the losing to the inconsistent quarterback play, certainly, you know, Tyler Van Dyke and Haynes King might be similar level. On that day, Haynes King was a better quarterback. We lost that game at home. Obviously, like playing UNC, I mean, their quarterback's way better. He's going to start in the NFL now. So, like, I mean, now you start looking at our team, like, who has a better quarterback than us in this conference? So you kind of expect, I mean, I'm not going to just go in there saying, well, we're Miami, we're going to blow games. To me, that's the opposite of the attitude. I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter what we think, it's on the players, but that kind of negativity seeps in and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I just reject that we have to lose games because we're Miami.
Yeah, well, I think I'm actually going to echo that sentiment to a certain, you know, and maybe just kind of say it different. At some point, you got to realize that the whole stigma around Mario Cristobal, for the most part, is kind of crap. It's BS, right? I think he has lost some tough games. And I think that the whole the whole storyline of him not being a good game day coach. Look, listen, he's beat really, really good Ohio State football programs with his backup quarterback, okay? In a season where Ohio State, maybe should have gone to the national title, okay? He's won a Rose Bowl. He's won a couple Pac-10 titles. He's obviously one of the best recruits. And we can continue to say that until we're blue in the face. And at some point, you can't do all that and you can't be where you're at and not eventually be successful. So we can't – and Vish, I kind of agree with you. If not this year, then what? Then when? I mean, you've got every single piece that you need to win the ACC, to make a run at the playoffs. And if this team continues to develop, this team that we have right now continues to develop throughout the season, because you're going to see them getting better and better and better, it can get really scary. Because now you've got, Cam Ward, who a lot of people are considering to be a Heisman candidate. He's on a ton of awards lists. You've got, Damian Martinez, who's considered a top five running back in the country. You've got wide receivers. You got Xavier Restrepo, who's a second team All American already. Okay, preseason All American. It's Xavier Restrepo. You've got Sam Brown, who knows this offense, who's probably your best wide receiver. But you've got a Xavier Horton, Zay, who's probably who potentially could have the best numbers. I mean, you've got talent all across the board there. You've got a top five offensive line in the country. I saw the ratings today by, I don't remember if it was On Three or 247. It was someone. All this stuff has to translate to wins and to victories and to success. And so we can't keep thinking, well, he's doing all of this, we're still going to figure out a way to screw it up. At some point, you got to say, he's doing all of this and we've got this type of program, we've got these type of players on this team. Yeah, we're going to win. You got to have that type of mentality, because at the end of the day, I mean, if you don't think that way, then you know what is going to happen. Let's say, God forbid, he does go against 7-5 or something like that. You know, the days of having those top five recruiting programs are not going to be anymore. And it's not because of him. It is because of him. But it's because you're not winning. You have to win. I think this is the year that they're set up perfectly to win. Blue, you got anything to add to that?
No, you said it all.
Do you think 9-3 is a disappointment this year?
No.
Why not?
Because of the games that they're going to lose, at Florida.
I'm sorry, but there's no universe, Blue, unless we lose that game. That's not disappointing. This, because Florida, look, even if they're good with that schedule, they're going to win five games best. So you're talking about losing to a non-bowl team. And if they're as bad as they've looked the last few years, three or four wins, one of those being Miami, that's not a good look. So I think it's how you land at those nine wins too that matters. So losing to Florida is going to lead to a very rough month, because no one's going to care about FAMU or Ball State or USF at that point.
But is it the be all end all, right, Blue? I think that they can still recover from that. You're saying and have a 9-3 season that's respectable and potentially even be an ACC championship.
Yeah, actually, Blue's version of 9-3 might land us in the ACC. Yeah. Championship game, so.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rigs Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.